still excited to talk about the Gospel of Mark and these remarkable miracles in Mark is something that's always touched me. I don't think there's a day goes by but what I don't quote, think, or read from the book of Mark. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very special book to me.
Well, and there are so many other things involved in the book of Mark. There are parables, there are stories, so many other things going on in Mark. But I believe it's important and it's really special that we individualize the miracles here and went through Mark just for the miracles' sake, not anything else, not parables or anything. And it's really opened my eyes to the ways Jesus performed these miracles. He did different things for different people. Things happened in different ways. And I believe when we get really in a rut and say, no, Jesus can only do it this way, we lose a lot of power in the spiritual. And I believe it's important to know that Jesus is going to do it in his timing, in his way, and we need to be ready for it.
You know, one thing I would suggest to our friends is that they take their Bible and begin in the first part of Mark. And every time there's a miracle, put an M in the border. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or a star or something like that. I have several of those in my Bible. And also, sometimes when there's something about the kingdom mentioned, I'll put a K over there in the border.
Yes.
Or in the margin. But here we begin right here in the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Mark with the Transfiguration. What does that mean to you?
The Transfiguration is, I believe, the point at which Jesus realized his divinity, his true divinity. He also realized that the crucifixion, which he came to earth for, was becoming closer and closer. And God was saying, I am very pleased with my son and what he's done so far. And listen to him. The fact that Jesus was clothed from top to his toes in white light is it tells me that my Lord and Savior doesn't, he works in the physical, but he is in the supernatural. He is made up of a supernatural being.
So there with Jesus on the mountain, we had Peter, we had James and John. And the next verse, 3, it says, and his garments became radiant, exceedingly white, as no launderer on earth can whiten them. I think that's very interesting because white isn't necessarily white. There's all kinds of shades of white.
That's right. And in Malachi, you get a reference in that same way as a launderer's soap. And I believe that's really interesting because we can all identify with laundry. All of us can. Why do we launder our clothes? To get them white. They're being dirty. We put them in the washer and we get them white.
You know, I think it's interesting, and I have to step aside here from the 9th chapter of Mark and just talk about Peter a little bit. Sometimes people say to me, you know, over the years, not a lot, but some, if I could just see Jesus, if he would just appear to me, then I would do such and such, or then I would be able to believe so and so. But here we have these men on the mountain of Transfiguration with Jesus, Peter, James, and John. The one I want to target here is Peter. Now, Peter saw Jesus on the mountain, and who else did he see there? Who?
Moses and Elijah.
Moses and Elijah.
Yes.
So he saw these awesome figures from the Old Testament. They appeared there, mm-hmm. and yet when the going got really rough, he denied Jesus.
Yeah.
That always is something that's hard for me to understand, but it tells me that just seeing Jesus is not enough to carry you through. You've got to stand on faith.
Well, you know, when there are a whole group of soldiers and they're coming with swords and spears and they're coming to take your leader, that's a fearful thing for most people, Darren, to side with somebody who we realize is going to be crucified. And we don't want to join him. And there's this fear, this natural fear that says, I don't want to die. And there are just very few people that are willing to say, you know, I'll die for the sake of what I believe.
Well, let me go back here to Mark chapter 9 for just a minute. In verse 5, and Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. I call that Peter Big Mouth.
Well, and also he's concentrating on the tradition of men. He's concentrating on what he has known in the physical. He's not looking into the spirit. And Darren, it is so important when we go through these miracles to begin to ask Jesus to help us look into the spiritual, because we're not going to get it in the natural.
Well, now here Peter was still working in a natural way.
He was.
So you're going to let him off the hook, right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, here was Moses and Elijah. And they were there, but then there was one more thing happened here in verse 7. Then a cloud formed overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. Now this is God's voice, the Father God. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Mm. So now they not only saw with their natural eyes, now they're hearing with their natural ears. And yet Peter went on later on to deny the Christ, Jesus, who he had been with for 3 years. Now, sometimes we say, oh, you know, again, if I could see Jesus, or if I could see God, or if I could just hear his voice, audibly hear his voice, then I'd know what to do, and I would never deny him. Well, here's an example.
Well, and you know, we do. We do deny things. We don't witness when we should. We walk into an office and the Lord says, I want you to talk to that guy. And maybe your boss, and you're so intimidated, you don't do it. You're scared. You're feeling inadequate to do that. Well, there's always another chance. God is so gracious. And Darren, Jesus here is not giving up on Peter. And even after the resurrection, he did not give up on Peter. And Peter became a powerhouse for Jesus. And Darren, it's just saying to us, you know what? I'm not going to give up on you. And the church, you know, if Peter would have been in the church would have said, man, we got to let you sit down on the pew for about 2 years here and learn what you, you know, learn something good here. And Jesus didn't do that. He used Peter immediately again.
Okay, but how did he use Peter? Now, here's something, folks. Let's just step aside here for a minute. You can read about it in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2. But Peter became an apostle after he was anointed with Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. baptized in the Spirit. He became like a roaring lion when it came to miracles. I mean, he did some awesome miracles in the book of Acts, but back here he was just an ordinary man, even though he'd spent time with the Christ, with Jesus, in the flesh. He was still looking at Jesus through natural eyes, mm-hmm. hearing the voice of the very Father God through natural ears. And one of the things we prayed about was when we started this series was, open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, so that, and, you know, enlighten us so that we get the message. And folks, I want to tell you something. I don't believe you can read the book of Mark with natural eyes and hear with natural ears and get the message. No. You've got to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit if you're going to catch what God is saying. And you must, it says in Scripture, worship him in spirit and in truth. So at some point, we've got to step out of the ordinary, get out of the box, and let Holy Spirit take over and really teach us the Word. I have had a recent revelation of some Scripture, Barbara, that I have quoted for years and years and years. And yet in the last 3-4 days, he's given me treasured revelation on those very verses that I know as well as I know my Social Security number or my birthday. I mean, I know these verses. I thought I knew them. But did I really know them?
Well, and it's like, so I can say so many listeners, when we mention reading the Word, well, I read the Word. Well, how many times? Well, I read it twice through. And Darren, you're so right. Reading through the 26th or 27th time or the 30th time, you're getting new revelation, and that is so important. And we hope we can convey this message to you who are listening today, that reading the Word is going to gain new insight every time you read it again, and we need to become great disciples and apostles of the Word.
Well, here in Mark chapter 9, verse 9, Jesus drops a real bombshell on them, and he says this, and as they were coming down from the mountain, he gave them orders not to relate to anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man should rise from the dead. They seized upon that statement, discussing with one another what in the world, basically is what they're saying, what the rising from the dead might mean. Now, I want to ask you something, folks. If Jesus drops a bombshell on you, are you going to be able to handle it? Are you going to fall apart? Or are you going to go back, which I'm going to suggest to you, that you ask for more information? And I'll tell you, when something like this happens, it's one of those deals where you go, you know, you kind of catch your breath. You say, oh, why, this just is overwhelming. This is running over me. I'm not sure I can take it. And last night I found myself saying to God, my peanut brain is too small to understand what you're telling me. Mm. You've got to give me greater resources here if I'm going to track with you. Now, some of you probably need to pray a prayer like that. And you can pray like this. You could say, Jesus, I'm asking you through Holy Spirit to enlighten me, to increase my understanding, increase my capacity. Sometimes I felt like I was in a phone booth somewhere. You know, the old-fashioned phone booth that had the folding door, and you got in there, and all of a sudden you realize you're kind of in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel that way. God, I've got to get out of this phone booth here. I mean, I've got to expand myself. To understand what you're telling me, I've got to have more going for me here. So help me. And last night I was crying out for more capacity to understand what he was telling me. And I think, folks, when we humble ourselves and we say, man, I'm out of space here. You know, if we were talking